And I'd like to bring in the auditor into that, Ian Hammond, and just have another aspect to this question, and that is that down at Babcock and Brown, they have a position where the auditor of the bank, Babcock and Brown, is Ernst & Young, and therefore there's a conflict of interest in having Ernst & Young being the auditor of any of the other associated funds. Now, I'm an investor in all of the other associated funds at Babcock as well, so I've seen the situation. Now, there's a bit of a problem down there at Babcock's because PricewaterhouseCoopers actually provides an office to the chairman of their audit committee, and for mine, they avoid one conflict and create another massive conflict because all the other funds happen to choose PwC, which happens to provide an office to the chairman of the Babcock's audit committee. Now, the situation at Macquarie is different. PwC gets the lot. So my question, perhaps Catherine Livingstone as chairman of the audit committee should come in on this one as well, is why do you have that position where it's okay for PwC to audit everything when it is different from the Babcock situation? And it comes back to the disclosure that why aren't we being told the transaction-specific fees, which are going to be running to tens of millions of dollars when the funds flow back and forth. So if you guys want to be, you know, on the high, you know, high-level governance, you want to be able to say that we're holier than now, I think these are the sorts of issues you need to deal with. They're only minor in the broader scheme of things about governance at Macquarie, but the auditor question, independent auditors of the funds, and better disclosure of the success fees for mine are probably two of the biggest crosses where you can make some serious advances if you make some changes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Main, for your question. Can I answer the question this way? Firstly, under professional requirements both in Australia and overseas, which I am governed by in my role as external auditor, there aren't any prohibitions on the same audit firm doing work for both the bank and the funds that it manages. Having said that, in practice there is a mixture out there, but I would say that in the majority of circumstances, the banks and fund managers choose often to have the same firm do both the funds and the bank, and that is, you know, the practice in Australia is the practice with the major retail banks in Australia. From my perspective, ultimately the decision is one for the directors of the funds, as the chairman has indicated. Let me close by just assuring Mr. Main that my firm and I do maintain independence from the bank as the external auditor of the bank, and we maintain independence from the funds managed by the banks. Thank you.